Welcome to the Men's Power Connect, where our mission is to equip, engage, and empower men in life and leadership. We hope that the information that we share is value added. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and our website, menspowerconnect.com. How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity. And we believe in iron sharpening iron. Let's go. Good day, Men's Power Connect. This is Carlos Green, and I am joined by my co-host here, Coach Stan Maddox. Say hello to our people, Coach Stan.
Carlos, it's great to be a part of this. Hello to everyone.
That's awesome. We are here representing the Men's Power Connect, and we're getting ready to do a series called The Maximized Man, looking at our total body and how we can best take care of it. What does it mean to take care of your body? What are some of the things that are best practices and things that we can do to truly take care of the one temple that we have at this point? I wanted to start this Men's Power Connect because I wanted to be able to equip, engage, and empower men to be their best in life and in leadership. So if you want to go to the Men's Power Connect, you can find us on our social media pages at Instagram as well as Facebook, also on YouTube. Find us there because you're going to start to gather or capture content that's going to be relevant, not only for men, but for those wives and those significant others, because we want men to have a long, healthy, prosperous, productive, effective life.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely. That is absolutely correct. Mm-hmm. There's something that, as far as men, as far as we're concerned, we're not always focused on that part of it. But, you know, it's an old statement that we always talk about. It uses as a metaphor, et cetera. When you first get on the airplane.
Yes.
And they talk about this. If you run into some problems up in the air, et cetera, then those oxygen masks comes down, you have to put yours on first. So, man, this is what we're going to be talking about here. And this is very important. So, in short, you got to make sure that we put our oxygen masks on first so we can take care of our families.
And before we dive into this series called The Maximized Man, there's going to be anywhere from 6 to 8 different sessions that we're going to do. That's going to last anywhere from 20 to 25 minutes. But I thought it would be appropriate if we truly get to know Coach Stan Maddox. I feel honored. I feel humbled that he is co-hosting with me on this series called The Maximized Man. I want you all to understand his journey, what he's been through. And then once you understand and hear his story, you will understand, I promise you, why I wanted him to co-host this series with me. Let's talk about how we met, Stan. Which is really interesting.
Yes, sir. Okay.
In a good space. We were in a good space, okay?
Yes, sir. Me and Carlos first met at Toastmasters. This is an organization that focuses on your ability to be able to convey information in a better way, in a proper setting. So it was important for me to get involved with Toastmasters because of all of the information and all of the services that my organization and myself are able to provide to this community that we serve. It was very important for us to be able to convey that information properly. So I always want to make sure that I am the best version of myself so that I can give that version to everyone else. So me coming into Toastmasters, mm-hmm. I met Mr. Carlos Green, and I call him my speech sensei, right? It's for a reason, because this gentleman is he's excellent in regards to his ability to give information, speaking, et cetera. We were fortunate enough to have him as our MC at our last event. We'll get into that later. But this is how me and Carlos Green met. One thing that I like to focus on is connecting myself with people that are better than me in areas that I aspire to increase my skill set in. And Mr. Carlos Green is that. As far as a speaker, as far as a man that can just work the room and just do it, just instinctively. I mean, he just can flow with it. I mean, it's just one of those gifts, one of those God-given gifts that Carlos has. So for me, as a person that wants to get better, I'm like, okay, I need to connect with his brother more. I need to watch him. I need to learn from him. I need to be a student to Mr. Carlos. And so that is how Carlos and I met. And that was through Toastmasters.
Toastmasters. So,
yes.
And if you want to know more about Toastmasters, we're giving a shout out to Toastmasters because it is such a great communication and leadership organization. Go to ToastmastersInternational.org and you can find out information about it. It will help you to be more effective in your communication and leadership skills. The first time that I met Stan, we connected immediately. What I loved about what Stan was doing is that he joined Toastmasters for a specific reason, purpose, and it was very intentional because of the work that he does. We're talking about the Maximize Man at this point. I'm Carlos Green, Coach Stan Maddox here. I want to move into his story. And I believe you all will be very interested and fascinated about his story. Stan, let's talk about how you grew up.
Sure.
And if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
How did you grow up? Give us the context for where you are and your when you were a child.
Sure. Absolutely. So for me, before I became Coach Stan Maddox, Stan Maddox, I was born and raised in East Atlanta, Georgia. And I know that we're going to have our population that are going to be listening, you know, throughout. But I'm born and raised right here in East Atlanta, Georgia. There's a metropolitan hospital named Grady Memorial Hospital. So for us, they call us Grady babies.
He's a Grady baby.
Absolutely. Right off the alpha Glenwood Road. I know a lot of people from Atlanta know that area very well. I grew up in an area that was not the best financially. Let me put it that way. I come from humble beginnings. As far as food items that were chosen in a household, it really wasn't about the best products needed. It was about like, hey, we got to get something to eat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was about survival.
Mm-hmm.
Living in a poor community, government assistance, things of that nature, et cetera, it was not the focus of what we consume making us better, but let's go ahead and put something in our bodies. Now, mind you, with my parents, grandparents, uncles, aunties, et cetera, our whole generation, there's no fault in this with me introducing who I am and where I came from, because they absolutely did the best mm-hmm. they could in the conditions that we were brought up in. But this is just kind of to share the person that I am. So with that, as growing up, just eating whatever, I enjoyed food. My mom was a good cook. I love some food, right? From the country folk, that's how we say, well, I love some food, right?
We all love that food.
Exactly.
We love
yes,
food.
Sir. However, it caused me to be in a position where I was an obese kid. So with that lasted throughout my childhood and a good portion of my adulthood, just having these weight management issues. I remember for a short period of time as an adult, I did suffer from having my high blood pressure, my blood pressure is elevated slightly. This just comes from not consuming the right foods, getting into physical activity, et cetera, the whole nine. So with that, growing up, I had to figure out, what can I do? What can I do to correct this? So what I decided to do, I decided to educate myself.
Mm.
I became, first starting, becoming a fitness coach, personal trainer. A lot of the personal trainers out here, that's what you would call a fitness coach. That's how I started. But what I wanted to do.
Can I go back to then when you were in that state of obesity? You had high blood pressure. Was there any other physical ailments or issues that you were dealing with because of your physical condition?
Yes. The ability to buy clothes properly, the ability as far as coming up as a child, again, you know, kids can be cruel. We always say that kind of stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, you're going to be teased at school, things of that nature. You're not going to feel as confident in yourself when you're dealing with an obese issue.
Mm.
You might not be as fast as the other faster kids in school when it comes to PE, which is physical education, things of that nature. So there's going to be a stage there that you look at yourself like, okay, I'm not as equipped, or I'm not as equivalent as the people that are as my other peers. Let me just say it that way. So, okay. In short, with that appearance wise, yes, that had a lot to do with it. Even my mom's ability to buy clothes and stuff like that. That was an issue as well.
I'm glad you can smile about it now.
Yeah. Oh my. Yeah. A lot of work allows me to now in this place, on this platform, to smile about it.
Let me ask you this then. Did your parents or extended family suffer from any kind of weight issues or issues that were going on?
Oh, absolutely. This is part of
so it's generational.
It's generational. Absolutely. This is just part of, you know, just being at a house. Everybody's going to eat whatever they want to eat. Everybody's, you know, we're a little bit obese and not healthy. That's fine. No big deal. Just it is what it is. It's how we live. Mm. So not only just in the family, but it's even in the community that we grew up in the neighborhood, you know, people that suffer from it, et cetera. I remember my mom and one of our other neighbors, every weekend they would bake cakes. I mean, these women can cook. I'm telling you, man, our brother.
Because they can put their foot in some cakes. Those women can
delicious
cook, right?
Cakes, man. But with that, when you get to a place where you're consuming those kind of foods on a regular basis and you're at a place of not working out, physical inactivity, yeah, that's going to come back to bite you. You're going to have some issues. And I would say that a lot of people that are up in age right now can say that, wow, I wish I wouldn't have did X, Y, Z. So, yes, a lot of. It was a common thing. It wasn't like, okay, hey, this is pinpointed. Hey, we need to do something about this. Let's go ahead and get in some type of sports. Let's focus on dialing back on the certain stuff that you're eating, et cetera. Let's tweak out the meal plan, stuff like that. There wasn't a plan of action. It was just, you know, and I would say this too, in the South, I don't know how it is, you know, other regions of America, but in the South, it is cheered upon when you clean your plate. How much food you eat.
That's how I grew up.
Man, it's almost like as a young boy growing into manhood, that's a sense of alphaness, right? Mm-hmm. That you need to eat a lot of food
and clean your plate. You don't leave anything on your plate. That's the way even my mom would say, you clean your plate. I don't care if it was liver and onions on your plate. You clean your plate.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I just really feel like, you know, hindsight is 2020. So at this point, you look at it, it's like, okay, well, you know, that's a poverty mentality. Because if you're in a place of scarcity, you don't have it. So you feel like you better consume all of it. Don't waste any of this. So yeah, hindsight is
2020. How hard I've worked and you're not going to eat all of your food. You're going to eat all of your food.
Absolutely.
And you don't leave the table until your plate is clean.
Well, that could be punishment.
Or there could be punishment. Exactly.
Switches in the backyard, belts in the closet.
You bringing out some old memories, dude.
You better eat that food.
So you're consuming, but the food really brought us together as a community.
Sure.
Because you always had food. You always broke bread together. And we had just the basics to deal with. So you had all of your beans and your potatoes and your butter and your lard and your sugars and all that made for a grand meal. It may not have been the healthiest meal, but you combined that with the inactivity. You could see why there are health problems or obesity issues going on.
Sure, sure. And to speak on this part, just coming together, having those meals, that was a great time for a family to connect.
Yes.
Definitely not taken away from the positives
come
from that.
For sure.
But just letting everybody know of the things that are not so great that can come from that as well.
Mm-hmm.
But no, great community, again, tribal, you know, community, fellowship, et cetera, you know, with being able to sit there and to eat good food around good people.
I love that.
That's not missed at all. Definitely appreciate that.
Sure. So now you're older and they've made the decision because I've got some health issues. I'm obese. I'm going to educate myself on what I can do to put myself in a better position health wise, longevity wise. What did you do?
Sure. Absolutely. So you get to a place to where how can I be a better person? I think it's needed for any man or woman to say, okay, if I'm in a particular situation, I got to get myself out of this.
Yes.
So that's where I was. I was like, how can I get out of this particular situation? So for me, the way it actually started, my prior career to getting into health and wellness and rehab, et cetera, in that career, I was in the car business. So the car business, in my opinion, just basically stemmed from the childhood and partially adulthood way of living. Not a lot of activity, bad foods. We're just guys out there just focused on, hey, we got to make the next sale. Okay, let's go just grab something to eat.
And you're working long hours.
And you're working long hours, very long hours. Mm-hmm. Stressful job, that is. You know. So a lot of guys might have partaked into cigarettes, things of that nature. I never did. But even getting to that place where it was then, I transitioned from being in the bigger organization as far as car dealerships are concerned. Yeah, I'm just a businessman. Mm-hmm. It was just one of those gifts that was given to me. I opened up my own car dealership. So when we opened up my own car dealership, you get into a place where, okay, let's focus. I need to focus on bettering myself as far as the security is concerned, because even at the car dealership, we carried a lot of money, things of that nature, et cetera. So I started to get connected with some self-defense groups.
Okay.
Gun disarm, knife disarm, hand-to-hand combat, et cetera, the whole nine. So from that place, going to this particular facility that I was training at, I started to enjoy it. It was something that was very natural to me to like the combat sports, let me call it that way. So we would get into mixed martial arts, jiu-jitsu, judo, Muay Thai, boxing, stand-up, et cetera. We were well versed in it. So I love combat sports. Like, that's one of the things that I love. So in getting in that, I started competing in judo starting off. So once I started competing in judo, you got to be in a certain shape, or a certain weight class. Mm-hmm. Your health level has to be there, because if you're not in shape, you're going to get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, things started to change. My meal plans got a little bit more strategic. The training regimen got better. And my body started to change.
So once you put yourself in that environment, there was a domino effect for your health and for your fitness, because you wanted to be the best version of yourself so that you could be effective in those martial arts. And I remember in Toastmasters, you did a couple of speeches on those martial arts.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. And so funny, I was thinking about that while you were making that statement. And this is one thing that you can take with you. When you're looking at bettering yourself, just focus on that next step.
Mm.
But what happens when you take that next step, then all of a sudden all these other doors start opening up. It's like an onion. You take one peel back, here's another one, and something else comes from it.
That's good.
So that's what happened with me. I just went in. I have a business here. I just want to focus on getting my security protocol a little bit higher. So I got into this arena, and all of a sudden, boom! Now I'm in a place to where I have more education on how to take care of myself physically, nutritional wise, et cetera. I mean, it's part of it when you're a combat athlete that is competing, that is actively competing. Mm. So with that, meal plans, fitness, physical fitness, et cetera, the whole nine, it's part of it. That's what I did. I trained even when I wasn't at the training facility. So from that, because how I am, I said, okay, well, how can I get better? So let's go down the proverbial rabbit hole a little bit further, right? Let me go ahead and get certified as a personal trainer. Let me start to get really educated on certain exercises that we could do, et cetera. And at that point, I actually got into a place where even in our fight classes, mm-hmm. or whatever particular martial art that we were training, I might lead the warm-ups. Once I'm a certified personal trainer, I'll lead the warm-ups, et cetera. So that gave me an opportunity.
So you're in martial arts at this point, and now you're certified trainer.
Yes, correct.
Trainer.
That's correct. Absolutely.
You can take your personalized training and start warming up in the martial arts, the classes.
Absolutely. Yes. So I was able to do that. Of course, my coach is like, hey, coach, Stan, you have these high level skill sets. So why don't you go ahead and warm up the team before we even start training? So that was something that I actively was doing. So from that place, okay, let's take another step further.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to focus on really enhancing my health education. So I went and I actually got a certification up under is a certification for health coach up under Dr. Bill Sears, the Dr. Bill Sears Wellness Institute. Mm-hmm. This is physician-backed health education that I was able to achieve and add that to my list of skill sets to be able to, at that time, one, again, I want to make sure that I'm nice and healthy, I'm taken care of, et cetera, I'm eating the right stuff while I'm competing, while I'm acting, you know, in the combat sports arena. So from that, there will be people.
Okay, so I want to make sure that people understand this. So we've got a martial artist. Then we've got a certified fitness coach. Now we have a certified health coach. The building blocks that you are building is phenomenal, and it gets even better as he grows his career and his purpose in life. So you get your health coach,
yes,
certification.
Sure.
You're eating right. Mm-hmm. You're exercising. You're training other people. Now the next building block.
Well, again, you know, like I always say, you just take that next step. So mm-hmm. you take that next step, and all of a sudden, other doors open up. Even in my health coach certification, it's like, okay, so now we can counsel people. We can actually help people as far as disease prevention, other chronic illnesses, diabetes, high blood pressure, things of that nature. A lot of stuff that our community deals with right now, and, you know,
especially men of color.
Especially men of color.
Especially men of color. Absolutely.
Even going back to, again, East Atlanta's eating whatever kind mm-hmm. of foods. So just having more education, like, wow, man, we were doing all of that back in those days. And that's what was really hurting me. That put me in that small temporary situation of being having high blood pressure or blood pressure elevated. Mm-hmm. So that was why, because of the food consumption mm-hmm. and other things. So, yeah. So now I have my certified health coach certification. Up under a physician, it was very important that it was up under Dr. Bill Sears. I wanted to have physician-backed information. So from that point, now I have people that were close to me, like, hey, coach, I see the shape that you're in. Wow, could you help me? Could you potentially coach me or personally train me to kind of get, I want to lose a couple pounds, et cetera, et cetera. So I started, and again, this is, I still have my car business going on here. I started meeting people, just a group on a Saturday is how we started off. So, hey, okay, let's just go on a Saturday. We meet at a local high school on the track, and I will get free sessions as far as personal training was concerned. We do like group fit class, because at this point, I just want to do something I love. I always want to be in a place to doing something I love doing, something that's my passion. That's another checkpoint as well. So with these classes, they started getting bigger. More demand, of course. Me, I got more technical than the skill sets that I had, so I was able to, you know, do measurements, things of that nature, helping people out, people getting results, etc. So that platform was able to be transitioned from me leaving the car business and going into the fitness business part of this, because I just had such a passion about doing this. So I left the car business and I started into the fitness and wellness business. So got into that, started building.
So we're going to take a break right now. And we are going to come right back and finish up Stan's journey. Thank you. Thank you for listening to the Men's Power Connect. We hope you've been inspired and informed. Please follow us on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to our podcast as well as our YouTube channel. We believe in living a life that glorifies God and serving others. Go out and encourage another brother. Peace.